Hi, Craig Wilson here, and welcome to this special edition of the Making the Media podcast. Now, as you know, on the podcast, we usually focus on the key themes and major challenges facing the news and broadcast industries. But this time around, we're doing something a little different to give you a chance to get a sneak preview of some of the developments and innovations Avid are going to be showcasing at the upcoming NAB show in Las Vegas. So for this episode, I'm joined by some of my Avid colleagues to discuss what we're going to be showing on the booth in the South Hall upper of the Las Vegas Convention Center. So I have four guests. Senior Director of Market Solutions, Matt Fury, will talk about developments around Media Composer and post-production. Product Marketing Director, Dirk Hagedorn, will give us the inside track on all things audio. Ray Thompson, our Senior Director of Partners and Alliances, will talk about the wide range of partner solutions we'll be showing. And we start with Dalia Noor, who's the Director of Market Solutions for Newsroom and Video Servers, who will outline what we're doing around innovations and news.
Right. So, Craig, you know, obviously, that Avid has a very rich heritage in innovation, and that's completely, you know, visible through our whole history of the products that we brought to market to date. So it made sense to have a pod dedicated to innovation where we can talk about all the super exciting things that we have planned this year and the things that we've done more recently.
So what are some of the topics around innovation that we're going to be highlighting in this pod?
Well, we have a large amount of presentations planned, including innovation and news, AI, where the industry is going, where Avid is going, and in more particular presentations like Panel SDK and our interops partners. And the idea is that we're going to bring a whole slew of guest speakers, subject matter experts, to talk about a variety of topics in many, many fields.
So you mentioned AI there, and this is another example, I guess, of Avid being open about the work that we're doing in this kind of area.
Absolutely. So, yeah, we've spoken recently at a whole bunch of events like the Hollywood Professional Association, a tech retreat in LA, and the European Broadcast Union Production Tech Seminar in Geneva, Switzerland earlier this quarter. And we talk about our ongoing work in artificial intelligence, in machine learnings, and we've been publishing papers in organizations like SMPTE on research that's being done at our RAD lab, which, for those who don't know, it's Avid's Research and Advanced Development Lab. And just generally speaking about how Avid is very, very conscious that responsible AI is critical, and what we in Avid are planning to do to deploy AI within our multiple products.
Great. I mean, AI is super exciting, and we'll talk more about it later in this event. But what about other aspects of innovation? It's not just all going to be about AI, is it?
No, you're absolutely right. It's not all about AI. It's also AI, but we're going to talk about different advancements in Media Composer. We're going to talk about the transformation to the cloud and hybrid workflows. We're going to talk about SDI and IP-based workflows. So we're just going to cover a whole bunch of topics that will be interesting to everybody.
And is there going to be a schedule? How do you find out, you know, when these presentations are going to be taking place?
Yep. So there's going to be a schedule. It's going to be available on the different Avid social platforms. Keep an eye out on that. And on the booth itself, we're going to have a list of what are the presentations, who are the presenters, and what are the hours that they'll be presenting. So, yep, make sure you don't miss anything.
That sounds great. So moving on now to the news pod, which is going to be, you know, right next door. You know, news is such an important part of, you know, Avid's overall solution. So tell us about what we're going to be showing there.
Right. So Avid has been delivering collaborative news production solutions for years now, right? And our solutions bring together teams together. They bring them regardless of location, and they address the different needs of the modern newsroom. And this year at NAB, we'll present to you how you can make your business more efficient, deliver more stories to more platforms.
One of the other most exciting developments recently has been introduction last year of Avid Stream.io. Is that going to be shown on the floor as well?
Yeah, of course. So we'll be demonstrating Avid Stream.io, the latest capabilities, including the support for UHD, and of course, a 2, 4, and 8 channel support that we're offering. So yeah, definitely Avid Stream.io will be presented.
And we talked a little bit earlier on about AI. What about AI news? Is there anything happening there that we're going to be showing?
Of course. So we'll be showing artificial intelligence, AI, across many of our products. But in this particular case, we'll talk about Media Central. Where you'll be able to see the Media Central Creative Assistant, the recommendation engine, which will offer suggestions for relevant content automatically while you're working, and much more.
So let's talk about the pod that's dedicated to AI. And if we're talking about AI, then of course we need to talk about AvidAda. Now, if you haven't heard about AvidAda, AvidAda is the framework that we are putting in to underpin all of our developments around the world of artificial intelligence and also machine learning. So if you take a look on the Avid website, you can find out a lot more information about AvidAda. And of course, if you're going to the show then and you're interested in AI, then this is the pod to go to. Although we'll be showing AI on lots of other pods because of course, the capabilities we have in AI span across the Avid products. Now, in this particular pod, we're going to be focusing on AI that already exists inside the Avid product portfolio, and also some tech previews of some other technology that we're working on to deliver in the near future. So what already exists? So I mentioned earlier on in Media Composer, we have ScriptSync AI and PhraseFind AI. There's some great new capabilities in them in the latest release of Media Composer. So we'll absolutely be showing that. And of course, you can see that on the Media Composer pod as well. But it's not just about Media Composer. In Media Central, we've had some AI integrations, but actually for some time, where we've taken advantage of analytics engines through Microsoft and in more recent times with AWS, where you can do things like optical character recognition, where you know AI can recognize text on images, or it can do facial recognition, or speech to text, or pattern detection, frame detection, things like this as well. So these have existed for some time already in Avid products. But we're also now doing a lot of work through our research and advanced development lab that Dahlia mentioned earlier on, the RAD lab, to really bring more AI capabilities. So we're going to be showing a tech preview of summarization, for example, in Media Central, where I could have an interview clip or even a whole show, but I could generate a text summary taking advantage of some AI technologies to do that. So if I've got a very long interview and perhaps I don't have time to actually sit down and watch it, I can produce a summary. More than that, I can actually take that summary and I could translate it into other languages. So we'll also be looking at that as well. We're also looking at transcription and translation. So the same thing, you know, I have an interview clip, I want to transcribe it, perhaps I need to translate it into another language. I can take advantage of AI services to do that. And they're also looking at things in Media Composer where perhaps I take that and I create, you know, a subcut file or something like that as well. So as well as those kind of capabilities, something else, a really exciting area, is what we call the recommendation engine. And this will be a tech preview that we'll show you at the show itself. And this is where, as a journalist or a producer, I could be writing a script and the system itself can actually be offering me automatically footage which matches what I'm typing. So this is a whole new, different way of finding content. It's about what we call semantic content discovery. This is not search, where I'm actively going to search for something. This is taking advantage of semantic technologies and knowledge graphs to really utilize and enhance the power of AI and put it in the hands of journalists and producers to help them do their job. Because we very much see AI as this co-pilot concept where the journalist, the editor, the audio mixer is the person who's in control and the AI is assisting them to do their jobs. So we'll be showing those things, but we're also going to be showing some other things. Can't tell you about them at the moment. Go along to the booth and you'll find out more about other AI developments that we're also doing there. So that's what we're doing around the world of AI in the pod. Find out a lot more about AvidAda. From now, let's move across and find out all the things that are going to be happening with Media Composer and post-production. So I'm delighted now to be joined by Matt Fury. Matt, we're going to talk a little bit now about Media Composer, post-production workflows. Give us an overview of what's going to be shown on the booth.
Okay, well, there's a lot of things, but if I had to roll it up into sort of big picture themes, certainly AI is something everybody's talking about. So there'll be some really cool things that we're doing with AI, specifically with text. We'll talk about that. Something I'm really excited about, which is the Panel SDK, which is literally a window into a multitude of new workflow possibilities that weren't so, either they weren't there or they just weren't so easy to do before in Media Composer. And of course, some really exciting things with audio. So I'm excited about all those things. And if you drop by the Media Composer booth, Media Composer pod at the Avid booth, you're going to get a taste of all those things.
Yeah, you mentioned there about the panel SDK, and openness is a theme that we've spoken about in Avid for a while, because we're also doing some work, and there's some stuff in the latest release of Media Composer about open timeline IO. Is that something we're going to be showing as well?
Yes, it's an excellent point. Open timeline, it's kind of an emerging standard, and everybody needs standards, Craig, you know, in the VFX world. It's a way of going beyond, you know, we love AAF. AAF is great for sharing compositional information, but there are certain things, idiosyncrasies in the visual effects world that do get lost in that process. And open timeline IO is a standard that's been developed or been in development for a few years now, and we're pretty excited about showing what we're going to be doing with that in Media Composer. It's going to really just make things so much easier for people doing visual effects workflows between Media Composer and VFX stalwarts like Nuke and Hero and things like that.
Yeah, and Media Composer, of course, is renowned for its collaborative workflows. And the Media Composer pod is just round the corner from the Pro Tools pod. So what's new in terms of the interop with sort of picture and sound workflows?
Sure. Well, if you've been following Media Composer in recent months, you've seen a lot of great work go into the process of going from Media Composer to Pro Tools. Things like, you know, being able to incorporate the marker information, which is so important to get across from the picture to sound workflow. So now in Pro Tools, I can see all those notes made in the markers in Media Composer. So a lot of stuff been done. You know, multi-mix was something that was done recently in Media Composer, where I could mix down to different, 5.1, 7.1 stereo, what have you. But the big thing at NAB is coming back. And my friend Dirk's going to talk a lot more about that. But suffice to say, I can simply now just take a Pro Tools session and drag and drop it right into my Media Composer bin.
Yeah, sounds really, really cool. As a final question, you mentioned earlier on about AI, and AI is a big theme in the industry. So ScriptSync AI, PhraseFind AI, been some recent advancements in that. So tell us about some of the new capabilities in Composer that we're going to be showing.
Sure. So when we introduced ScriptSync AI and PhraseFind AI, of course, we're leveraging some exciting new technology that will enable, you know, more intuitive, more accurate performance in those two tools. But what's really interesting now is actually sort of going back to text. So now we can create transcriptions. I can do it from a sequence or from a clip. I can actually create a transcription. I can also, and I think this is something a lot of people are going to be leveraging, regardless of the type of work you're doing, is I can export a transcript and then bring that back in as part of our subcap effect. So I literally can create open captions throughout my sequence in just a couple of drags and drops, and be able to adjust those on-screen titles. Maybe have 100 different open caps on my sequence, I can just tweak a style sheet and all of them change automatically. So that's really making a much more efficient workflow for working with text in and out of Media Composer.
Great, Matt. Thanks a lot for taking us through what's going to be shown on the Media Composer pod. Moving now to audio, and I'm joined by Dirk, who's going to take us through what we have. We have two audio pods that are going to be on the booth itself. Dirk, first of all, thanks a lot for joining us. Great to see you. Tell us a little bit about some of the workflows that are going to be shown related to the first pod, which is going to be focused on Pro Tools.
Yeah, so the first station is going to be demonstrating the enhanced interoperability between Media Composer and Pro Tools. As you know, we've been showing that off now for a couple of years. We've been working towards this for a long time. So really the main thing here is we're going to be starting off in Media Composer. We're going to be exporting a sequence along with track markers for Pro Tools. We're going to be using Nexus Storage to do that. As you may know, there was a recent release for Nexus Storage, the 23.12 release, that really, really improved the performance, both the speed, the scalability of Nexus Storage with Pro Tools. So we're going to be showing some of that off. But then once we brought that session over to Pro Tools, we're going to be opening that up. We're going to be looking at the track markers, the edit notes that are contained in that, and then basically doing some mixing on that, and then being able to export a session that can be opened up in Media Composer. So that is a tech preview. So that's a brand new thing that we have not showed off before. So that's going to be exciting to a lot of our customers. You know, along with that, there are a couple other tech previews on this station specifically. First of all, we're going to be showing off something that I think we started showing off at IBC, which is the iZotope RX Spectral Editor integrated into Pro Tools via ARA. So that's super exciting because RX is pretty much an industry standard as far as cleaning up audio. So we're going to be showing that off, as well as the SoundRadix Auto Align Post. That is something that we first showed off at the NAMM show. We're going to be showing that off. That is also with integrated via ARA into Pro Tools. So really, really cool. So it's really the next step in showing it off the interoperability between Media Composer and Pro Tools, along with with Nexus Storage. So definitely stop by because there's a lot new things to see.
Yeah, that sounds really great. It's always exciting when we've got tech previews that we're bringing to let people see about some of our future advancements. But it's not just there's two stations as we mentioned, and the second one I believe is going to be more focused around immersive audio. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, exactly. So the last 12 months have been huge. As far as what we've been working on and delivering for immersive mixing. Really across the board as far as a lot of different formats, but especially as it pertains to Dolby Atmos. So the really big introduction was the internal Pro Tools Dolby Atmos renderer, which was in the December release, right? And we followed that up just recently with the March release, where we introduced support for custom re-renders. That was something that our customers really, really needed to be able to make the most out of the internal workflow. But even over the course of the last 12 months, we've had a lot of major enhancements to this workflow. So we're going to be showing that off. We're also going to be showing off on the station another ARA tech preview, this time for Synchro Arts Repitch, which is a really powerful tool for pitch correction and pitch manipulation. So we're going to be showing that off on the station, as well as the other ARA ones that I already talked about. We're going to have our flagship S6 console there. So really, it's a great opportunity to see with everything that we've been doing with immersive mixing, to see what our control surface technology through the Yukon control protocol, enables you to do, the level of visual feedback of tactile control over immersive mixing workflows is really amazing. And then we'll of course have our Matrix 2 interface there, along with the new Thunderbolt 3 option card. We'll have a SyncX there. So really it's kind of a one-stop shop to check out the front to back immersive mixing workflow.
So thanks a lot to Dirk there. And now one of the solutions that really underpins really all of our workflows across all of the pods is, of course, our Avid Nexus Storage. And so we're really excited to share some information about two of our latest releases to the Avid Nexus VFS. That's the virtual file system that have recently become available. The VFS, it's the intelligent control center that powers all of our Avid Nexus storage engines, as well as our Nexus cloud deployment. So lots of enhancements that have been made over the last few months that we're excited to tell people about. Basically focused on not only improving the performance and the scalability for our audio workflows with more connected client support and support for more voices per media pack of Avid Nexus, but also all of the work that's been done to improve our support for macOS Sonoma, network bonding, and there's lots of other scalability and performance improvements as well. So a whole range of different updates across the Avid Nexus portfolio have been made over the course of the last few months. So there'll be lots of information that you can get if you're actually at the show itself, because Nexus Storage will of course be powering all the solutions across all of the pods. So some of the more recent enhancements we'll be talking about is, as Dirk mentioned, workflows to help audio and video teams collaborate better together. So focusing on those key performance enhancements for Pro Tools workflows, that really will enable picture and sound teams to collaborate on projects more seamlessly. And also not just for companies that are focused on audio post, but also those who are working for Sound for Picture and dubbing studios and sound studios. They'll have the ability to work in that way if they weren't using shared storage before. It really does just save a lot of time not having to duplicate media or physically bring media to a different location being able to work in that sort of seamless, really collaborative way. I think collaboration really is the heart of all the Avid workflows, isn't it? So it's going to bring a ton of efficiency, you know, to people that are doing those kind of workflows. And for really demanding, intense workflows, if they're using the Avid Nexus FSD with the latest virtual file system that was delivered in December, then they can really take advantage of all of those enhancements and support with sessions. They can have up to 4,000 voices on the audio side per media pack. That's really going to accelerate their workflow. And we've actually got one customer who's using the Avid Nexus 5 NL to ingest the audio files and then is distributing them to 5 or 6 different sound stages, where each sound stage has its own Avid Nexus F2 SSD, tightly integrated with Pro Tools and Media Composer. And that's really giving them the high performance they need to work on feature films and turn around those projects really, really quickly. So Avid Nexus, a key element of all of the different solutions that we're showing now with enhanced support for audio workflows as well, as Dirk has mentioned beforehand. Now let's find out a little bit more about what we're doing with partners with Ray Thompson. So Ray, you know, we're heading to Vegas for the show in a few weeks' time. How important is it for Avid to be able to showcase not just workflows that we have with our own tools, but also workflows that are enabled through a lot of our partners?
Thanks, Craig. And yeah, I think it's absolutely critical for a number of reasons. One, by opening up the platforms, we're enabling workflows that otherwise maybe were possible, but maybe were a little bit cumbersome to implement. And so allowing partners to basically develop tool sets that run across all the Avid platforms, Media Composer, Nexus, and certainly Media Central, allows us to hopefully make that experience much more seamless for our customers. It also allows us as a company to roll out solutions a lot faster, right? Because we can do it through the APIs, which will give us, hopefully a better overall solution, right? And give customers ways to basically take advantage of new technologies and do so much quicker. And of course, Avid, you know, we can't do everything, right? As much as we'd love to, right? We can't do everything. So having the open approach really allows us to really accelerate time to market for hopefully cool new things that drive higher efficiencies and allow basically companies to hopefully realize more revenue opportunities as well.
Yeah, great. So what are the sort of range of workflows we're going to be supporting through these partners? I mean, I think it's pretty extensive, the list we're actually going to have.
Yeah, it is. It's great. So back at IBC, we announced Panel SDK. Panel SDK allows basically third parties to run inside of Media Composer, again, extending what's possible workflow-wise. It's really very exciting, and I'll tell you, the response from the partner community has been just overwhelming. We have discussions happening with well over 140 companies who want to build panels inside of Media Composer, and we're showing some of those off at the show. So some examples are Autodesk Moxion, which is basically a dailies workflow, and a lens to first edit or camera to cloud style workflow. Moxion, well known in the business. And so they're going to be showing their panel. We're going to be showing something from iomuvo, which is maybe a company you haven't heard of, but they're basically a lightweight asset management tool set. They have some really amazing technologies that allow you to basically run across multiple different clouds with some AI search capabilities built in. So that's a really cool solution. We have Dixon Sports Logging. They're going to be showing on both platforms, on both Media Composer and on Media Central. And that's a logging tool set that allows you to basically log content. So customizable logging tools, and they're used by multiple Avid customers today, primarily in sports, but certainly some news and some reality TV, which they're also capable of. So those are some examples of what we'll be showing relative to what's available in the panel. And then on the Media Central side, we're looking at showing off things from Digital Nirvana. We did some tech previews with them last year and at IBC, as well as Traco. Both are showing AI-enabled ways in which you can do transcripts, captions, and translations on the platform. And so those will be also shown in the booth, as well as Dixon as well. And then last but certainly not least, we're going to show some really cool lens to first edit with First Mile and Hi-Vision. They'll be rolling out a new solution that allows you to basically have like an edge device that will allow you to be on set and send basically proxy and high-res media as MXF using File Catalyst into Avid environments, whether that's in the cloud or on-prem. And what's exciting about that is it's the culmination of really well over a year of collaboration between Avid, Hi-Vision, and First Mile to deliver this offering. And for the first time, it'll be available. So those are some really cool things that we're going to be showing in the booth. And then outside the booth, you know, we'll have tons of other partners showing off what's possible with their solutions running with Avid. Everything from asset management, to things like Archive, you know, certainly Lens the First Edit. So there's all kinds of cool stuff that you'll be able to see all over the show floor, all of whom have taken advantage of Avid APIs to deliver net new functionality. So pretty exciting stuff.
Yeah, great. So what are the sort of range of workflows we're going to be supporting through these partners? I mean, I think it's pretty extensive, the list we're actually going to have.
Yeah, it is. It's great. So back at IBC, we announced Panel SDK. Panel SDK allows basically third parties to run inside of Media Composer, again, extending what's possible workflow-wise. It's really very exciting. And I'll tell you, the response from the partner community has been just overwhelming. We have discussions happening with well over 140 companies who want to build panels inside of Media Composer. And we're showing some of those off at the show. And then on the Media Central side, we're looking at showing off things from Digital Nirvana. We did some tech previews with them last year and at IBC, as well as Traco. Both are showing AI-enabled ways in which you can do transcripts, captions, and translations on the platform. And so those will be also shown in the booth, as well as Dixon as well. And then last but certainly not least, we're going to show some really cool Lens to First Edit with First Mile and Hivision. They'll be rolling out a new solution that allows you to basically have like an edge device that will allow you to be on set and send basically proxy and high-res media as MXF using File Catalyst into Avid environments, whether that's in the cloud or on-prem. And what's exciting about that is it's the culmination of really well over a year of collaboration between Avid, Hivision, and First Mile to deliver this offering. And for the first time, it'll be available. So those are some really cool things that we're going to be showing in the booth. And then outside the booth, you know, we'll have tons of other partners showing off what's possible with their solutions running with Avid. Everything from asset management to things like Archive, you know, certainly Lens to First Edit. So there's all kinds of cool stuff that you'll be able to see all over the show floor, all of whom have taken advantage of Avid APIs to deliver net new functionality. So pretty exciting stuff.
So Ray, it sounds really exciting, you know, lots and lots of different solutions there. But how important is it, as you mentioned, that it's not just about solutions that are being shown on the Avid booth, it's also about solutions that are being shown in our partners' booth as well? It really shows the closeness of the relationship.
It really does. And, you know, having an open platform like Media Central, opening up Media Composer really for the first time, which is, again, just really exciting. You can see the enthusiasm, not just by the partners building the tool sets, but by from customers, right, who are going to be able to take advantage of these new workflows and new opportunities. And again, the whole point is to drive better efficiencies, accelerate our ability to basically get new solutions into the market, and at the same time, give our customers the ability to capitalize on net new opportunities and deliver more content, right, which is, you know, what it's all about these days, right, getting stuff done faster, automating wherever you can, right, and basically enabling what's possible on these platforms in ways that in the past really weren't being done. So, yeah, it's absolutely exciting. So as you walk around the show floor, you're going to notice Avid, you know, partners showing off solutions all over the place. So I would encourage you and others, you know, as you walk around the show floor, definitely notice that, because it's going to be all over the place. It's exciting. Very exciting.
So for the first time ever, no, what keeps you up at night question. Though I think for all of us going to Vegas, what keeps me up at night is just hoping that my flights go without a hitch. Anyone who knows me knows that me and travel are not usually happy bedfellows. But anyway, I'm sure it will all be fine. And as I mentioned, I will be at the Avid booth, so if you're there, please come along to say hello. Now, if you're not going to Vegas, you can, of course, just keep track of everything by following the various Avid social channels, so make sure to do that. And of course, don't forget to review, like, and share the podcast. If you check out the show notes, there's a link to the Avid website where you can see more details on our plans. Plus, there's a link to download a new white paper we have recently published on the future of ingest and playout workflows. That's all for now. The podcast will be back post-NAB with a return to our more regularly scheduled type of programming. Thanks as always to our producer Matt Diggs, thanks to my guest, and thanks to you for listening. See you in Vegas if you're there, or back here if you're not, for the next episode of the Making the Media podcast.